Hey, what up? This YG 400, and you watching Jalen and Jacoby. Yeah.
He is Jalen Rose.
Up, Dub.
And I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do? The people are still talking about The Last Dance, and rightfully so. And now LeBron James has chimed in. Here's what he said about potentially playing with Michael Jordan.
And I know me personally, the way I play the game, where it comes to like team first, I just feel like, you know, my best assets work perfectly with Mike. Mike is an assassin when it comes to that, playing the game of basketball, you know, scoring the way he scored the ball, you know, my ability to pass. You know, I just feel like our games was just a perfect correlation to be able to just be successful.
Jalen, what do you think about LeBron's comments?
That's a dream matchup. And the only thing that would work against LeBron is he would still get viewed as a souped up version of Scottie Pippen, because MJ, when we start talking about GOATs of all, when we start talking about greatest of all time, MJ would be the leader. He would be taking the last shot. So therefore, in our eyes, Michael Jordan would still be that dude. And unfortunately, we would view LeBron a lot like people view Scottie Pippen, as his sidekick. But overall, basketball-wise, just think about what LeBron said, and he's exactly right. His team-first mentality and his ability to pass. And then for Jordan, he highlighted his ability to score. I got to modify something, because we've been talking about this a lot lately. MJ did more than score. MJ did more than score. There was times where he was the primary ball handler in the mid to late 80s, and he wanted a spree of averaging a triple-double with 30. So let's not get it twisted. And also, he was a lockdown defender.
Okay? Defensive player of the year.
Correct. It wasn't like, oh, he was just some gunner, some scorer. Like, he got buckets, and he was dynamic. So I want to make sure I acknowledge that. Let's not minimize MJ because he has more scoring titles than LeBron, KD, and Steph Curry all put together.
And I also think that LeBron is more of a natural passer, sort of an innately sort of natural passer than Michael Jordan is. But let's be honest, we don't need Michael Jordan and LeBron the same team. They each need their own team. And I think that LeBron's best, his best counterpart is someone like Anthony Davis. Like, why are we talking about putting two of the best top five? Everyone considers the best top five, two of the top five on the same team. Why are we building time machines? Why do we have to do this over and over and over?
Oh, really?
But Jalen,
attention to the NBA lately? There's a team thing happening called super teams these days.
Well, Jalen, the hype machine gave us such a gift, and it came from LeBron once again. And oh man, he said that during the lockout, he considered playing football, and his trainer even started changing his training so he could play football. And Jerry Jones offered him a contract. Jalen, we've got the Cowboys, we've got LeBron, and we're on ESPN. What do you think, Jay? What do you think about LeBron playing football?
I'm just disappointed that LeBron grew up in Ohio, and he became a bandwagon Cowboys fan. As a Lions fan, he's supposed to ride with his Browns. I'm disappointed in that. Also, Jerry Jones giving somebody famous anything that'll promote the Cowboys? He wouldn't do such a thing. And lastly, LeBron James is a physical specimen, one of the greatest basketball players to ever do it. But I don't believe he would be one of the greatest football players to ever do it. I've seen LeBron in some physical exchanges where people bounced off of his shoulders because he's built like Atlas. But I've also seen some exchanges where LeBron was, looking for the help of the official. And one thing about playing football and going across the middle as a tight end, you saw how guys was trying to take out Gronk's hips and thighs and legs. That's what they'll be trying to do to LeBron, too, when he was running those routes.
Well, Jalen, do you know what I love about this? I just love the potential of LeBron James playing for the Cowboys and what that would mean for ESPN. Because ESPN, they would just leave Bristol. They would pack up and leave Bristol, move down to Dallas. Every single show, every single topic, every single segment would all about LeBron and the Cowboys. This is the perfect sports media storm. I love it so much. I also believe there's 0% chance this was ever going to happen. Just because one day he started lifting a little bit more weights in the bench press doesn't mean he was actually really training to be
the greatest
in the Dallas
ESPN
Cowboys.
Of all time.
Moving on, Jalen. We are discussing The Last Dance because we don't have live sports to discuss, and we took another step towards that actually changing. California, New York, and Texas are in support of the return of pro sports. Early June was even floated out as a potential. And a friend of the show, Richard Sherman, had this to say about that. He went straight to Twitter, and I love what he said. Got right to the money. Money changes everything. Teams started exploring options outside the state, and all of a sudden, the timeline changed. Jalen, what do you think about Sherman's money chain rules, cash rules, everything around me approach?
Absolutely. It's not about a salary. It's all about reality. But also what took place is everybody has to come to the realization, unfortunately, states and provinces and cities are going to loosen restrictions before we get a vaccine. That's an absolute fact. And so the goal is to do it as safe as possible. And for me, slowly and effectively as possible. So what ends up happening when Arizona and Florida basically recruit all pro sports teams to come to their states in order to resume action, and UFC is doing essential business in Florida, it makes everybody else like, hold on, we got to step our game up. We got to step our game up, because when this ends, and it's going to take a while for it to officially end, we still need to find ways to generate revenue. Sports is going to be somebody that can help make that happen. So Richard Sherman's tweet is exactly right in a lot of aspects.
And now it is time for News That Matters. Jalen, I've been giving myself haircuts during the quarantine, and I know that yours you just paint on every morning. But there's a gentleman that drove 600 miles, 600 miles to get a haircut. What do you think about that, Jay?
Why do you care? You're not loyal to barbers. I've been telling you for years that they were essential to society. How ultimately, when you're trying to go to your job interview, when you're trying to go look your best at your best, who do you go to? Your groomer, your barber, your hairstylist, somebody that's going to make you look better. And you know I take pride in those people who do that. Mm-hmm. You know I adore my barbers. They're essential. They're family to me. But not like you. You're not loyal.
No.
You walk in a barbershop and let anybody cut your hair.
I'm not loyal because I'm efficient. My time is very important to me, so I go in and I get the quickest, most efficient cut I can. I'm definitely not driving 6 miles, let alone 600 miles. But shout out to that guy. He looked good. When we come back, we have some really interesting information about a major quarterback in the NFL. I'll tell you what that is after this.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
So right now during the quarantine, a lot of the focus of my life is what's in the kitchen and what am I eating? And it seems like I cook so many of my meals for my children and for myself, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. One of the things that I look forward to so much are those certain nights when I look at my wife and we say, tonight is a Postmates night. Just those nights when you don't have to do the dishes and you don't have to do all the cooking. All of my kids want something else. I want noodles. I want a hot dog. I want burger. They're never happy with whatever I make them. Sometimes you just get Postmates and everybody is happy. Postmates is so good because if you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food, and that's why I love Postmates. And I love them more right now because you get the food delivered without even leaving the house. Don't even open the door. And with everything that's going on in the world, they've created non-contact delivery. So now when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door. I do not touch anybody, do not speak with anybody. It feels very, very safe. They also have Postmates Pickup, which I've been using a lot to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants. You need to be supporting your neighborhood restaurants right now. All of these people that work there, the servers, the bartenders, the owners, the managers, they're all going through it. And there's a great way to support them is by using Postmates to order their food to keep these businesses alive. It might not seem like a lot, but you can be doing a lot for the economy. You can do a lot for your community just by ordering Postmates from local restaurants. And they don't just deliver burgers and sushi. They have everything, everything you need from Walgreens, from 7-Eleven, and they drop it off right outside your door. So during these times, when just going to the store and getting something simple seems a little intimidating and scary, have Postmates do it for you with a contactless delivery. And for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of delivery credit in your first 7 days. Again, to start your free deliveries, download the Postmates app and use the code JJ. That is code JJ for $100 of free delivery credit in your first 7 days. $100 of free food and essentials just by using the code JJ. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have a segment tailored just so Jalen Rose decides what we talk about. It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we'll keep it moving. We start with an update on Ben Roethlisberger's beard. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm happy that he's back healthy, and I'm glad that he got a haircut. But everybody's in quarantine except me without a fresh cut. So keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I have some really interesting news about Matthew Stafford and real estate. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Matthew Stafford heard some trade rumors over the summer, and now he is putting his Michigan home up for sale. However, his wife quickly said that they're about to have another baby. They've got a lot of little children. They don't want to be around lakes or pools. That's the only reason they're moving. Don't read anything into it. Jalen, I'm reading something into it. What about you?
Don't read anything into it. I believe her. I'm buying it. They have multiple small children. She's pregnant. She doesn't want her kids by the water. Take it from somebody that thought that he was the bionic man in the middle of winter on Lauder in Detroit, my Uncle Paramore's pool, and thought I was going to bounce off the fence and run and jump across a pool in January and drowned. Okay? You don't want to be around that much water if you don't have to. I understand. For my quarterback that's going to win us 11 games this year and a playoff game. Rawr!
Big shout to the dog named Wolf that saved your life. Moving on, Michael Thomas and Devontae Parker went back and forth on social
media. Oh, hit the brakes.
Keep it moving or hit the brakes. This would take me about 45 minutes to fully explain exactly what they were arguing about, but it kind of had nothing to do with them, but they went back and forth anyway. I'm totally here for it. What do you think about Thomas versus Parker on the internet?
I love it so very much, but the one thing about Michael Thomas's numbers is they're becoming unprecedented. Between playing with Drew Brees and getting open constantly and playing in a dome and staying healthy and catching everything thrown his way, I would think he, along with Julio, those are certain guys, along with Hopkins, that when you start talking about who been doing it constantly, you leave those three guys out of it. And then you talk about everybody else in and out of the conversation. How about that?
Yeah, Devontae Parker had a nice season last season, but he's not in the same level as Michael Thomas. Moving on. Bojan Bogdanovic is out for the season. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
You know, that's one of your guys, and I feel sad for you because he was averaging a career-high 20. We're going to keep it moving for now. Something under the radar.
We keep it
Donovan
moving.
Donovan Mitchell.
We keep it moving.
New York City. Don't sleep. The Knicks just hired somebody from the front office of the Utah Jazz. You heard it here first.
Love it. Next, Doc Rivers had an insane quote attributed to Donald Sterling. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, Donald Sterling, keep it moving. I love
it. Keep moving.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, this next topic is about something that's very close to my heart and my professional career. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Okay. As you know, back in my teenage years, I was a pizza chef, a pizza professional. worked at a pizza place, made lots of pizzas, made great pizzas. Pizza is very important to me. It's something very close to my heart. And during these difficult times, Chuck E. Cheese, not known for their pizza, known for their experiential dining experience, not known for their pizza. So what they've done is there are certain delivery apps. If you go on there, they changed their name to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. So you think you're ordering from like a mom and pop, like Italian kitchen, and you're actually ordering from Chuck E. Cheese. Soft move or boss move, Chuck E. Cheese rebranding themselves as Pasquale's during the quarantine.
This is a soft move because they're a story brand that's been around forever. And like you said, they're more known for the experience and the games and having the kids running around screaming at the top of their lungs, bumping into each other, falling on the ground, and then getting pizza because they're hungry and there's nothing else to eat, not the other way around. So to go online and to act like you're another business, that's a soft move.
It's a soft move, but I will say this. If you were going to rebrand your pizza shop name, Pasquale's is a good name. Pasquale's is a great name for that. We've got an actual football update about Tom Brady. Stay tuned for that. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Ooh. Hail to the victory. Give the people what they
want. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Rose. I have an update on the most exciting development of the NFL offseason. Tom Brady has been working out with some of his teammates on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Does that get you excited for the impending NFL season?
It definitely does, because Mike Evans now about to get the respect he deserved, because he's somebody I always snuck and put on my fantasy team, and he always ended up being like a top three, top five fantasy player. Godwin, man, he got weapons to work with this year. He got Gronk, multiple tight ends. One thing they're going to have to do, and I like Jones. I had him on my fantasy team last year. They need one more person in the backfield, Jacoby.
Yep.
I know they got a lot of weapons, but Tom Brady need one more person in the backfield, but I'm pretty sure he's excited to be in his new location.
And now it is time for a very special character in this program, Negative Jacoby. Jalen, everyone's so excited about these Instagram battles. The latest is that Nori is claiming that Eminem is going to battle DMX. And everyone's so excited. I get so excited.
But
I got to go negative for a second. These are pretty boring to watch. They're pretty boring to watch. I watched Ludacris and Nelly. I couldn't even stay on there for longer than like 4 minutes. It's just dudes playing their songs and then bobbing their head to them. That's it. They're boring. They go on for hours. You're sitting there reading the comments. It's just famous people in the comments saying like, "Yo, this is great."
What are you saying?
I ain't even gonna check for these anymore. I'm not even checking for these anymore.
So let me tell you what the one Swiss Beast told me he wanted to see, and tell me what you think. He said DMX and Busta Rhymes, Alicia Keys and Lauryn Hill, his wife. How about, you don't like that? What about Jada and Beans? Jada and Beans?
I'm not watching any more of these. I'm not doing it. But I am watching Dan Le Batard, Highly Questionable, which is right after this.
You're missing it.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. Now, 2 days in a row, we're doing podcast exclusive. We got to get back to our roots, man. We used to be putting out hour and a half podcasts, no Let's topics, just Let's hanging out. We got to make these longer. We got to make these longer. You know what I mean?
So Let's do it.
We're just letting our listeners know that we're recommitted to the podcast. We took 1 week just to get the TV thing right, but now we're recommitted to the podcast. Also, make sure that you tune in to the Jalen Jacoby television show every single day at 4 o'clock. It ends at 4:20. So if you enjoy medicinal, just twist one up while you're watching us on TV.
Agreed.
You're right at 4:20. Agreed. We're off the air. Agreed. And you're ready to go. If you're somewhere where it's medicinal or recreational is legal, brunch at 4:20. What are you talking about?
Yeah, man, eating good, dog. Yeah, brunch at 4:20.
You ain't paying attention. I guess I know West Coast. I'll give you a West Coast.
You don't get it. 4:20. But munchie brunch.
No.
Jay, we go off at 4:20.
No. I know. Jalen.
Sorry, I know that I got some sad news.
I got some sad news.
Sad news?
Yeah. The Big Three canceled their 2020 season. Big Threes, and the Drew League canceled their season too.
No
Drew League. Yes. When I saw the Drew League canceled, I was like, oh, now it's real. Now I know it's real.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. Because I'm not in LA anymore, so I can't go out there and see the Drew League. But
you still
anyone who lives in the Southern California area, make sure you go support the Drew League next summer when they come back. Because it's always good.
DeRozan, so Jalen, Harden, Nick Young.
Oh yeah. Collison's always there. JaVale come out. There's people there. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, a big star will come through and pop up for one game or something. Yeah. So, Jay, a Wyoming strip club is reopening with a mask on, clothes off party. What do you think about, because I know, don't do the thing where you say it's an essential business. It's not. But there are certain states that are reopening. What do you think about mask on, clothes off party?
So I feel like this. I feel like when salons open and you're able to get haircuts,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to go to strip clubs. They should be allowed to make a living as well. And so I understand that we're going to side on the side of safety as we should. But if you can open up your establishment and you're willing to open up your establishment and people are eager to come work at your establishment, and then you have patrons who are willing to come support your business, you should have the opportunity to be open.
I feel like it. That makes sense. But here's the thing. You can open up and relax all the rules that you want. I ain't going to your bar. And I ain't coming to your restaurant. And I'm not going to your strip club.
That's a choice. There you go.
Like I ain't doing that. Like, you can – you're the governors, the people in charge, the mayors. You know they can do whatever they want.
You know what I feel bad about? Let me tell you what I feel bad about.
What do you feel bad about?
One of the greatest institutions has been changed forever after the pandemic. Adult entertainment has been changed forever. Forever. The entire experience. Do you agree?
No, not at all.
You don't?
So listen, here's what I know. Anybody that's going to tell you, I'm in the middle of making a very good point. You know what I mean? I'm in the middle of making a very important point. It's very poignant about sort of the mental state that we're all going through during these uncertain times as we deal with this global pandemic.
Shut up and listen. I'll take the call.
Because everyone's got two people in their lives, right? Everyone's got this person in their lives.
Me and myself.
We need.
There's another one. Hi. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. You got your professional face. You look handsome today. You got a haircut. You got a collared shirt. Like the sixth time in the last 5 years you wore a collared shirt. Trying to get
you can. People can hear your shirt through this podcast. That's how loud your shirt is. That humming that you hear in the background, that's Jalen's shirt. That's Jalen's shirt. That's what's happening. Man, can I make my point? I didn't want to anymore. You ever do this thing with somebody where you're like, all right, I'm gonna call you at 2, and you call at 2, they don't pick up. And they're like, I'm gonna call you back at 3. It doesn't work out. Next thing you know, you're trying to reach each other for like 4 days, and like, it's not even as important as it was supposed to be in the first place. That's how I feel about this point.
It's very important for me to hear your point. Go ahead.
You ain't listening. You're on your phone. This entire time you're on your phone. And you interrupted me every time I try to make a point.
You're going there?
You interrupted me every time I try to make a point.
You're on the phone 75% of the time I speak. What are you saying?
Yeah, but you ain't saying nothing interesting. I'm saying really interesting things over here. It's a difference in quality. You know what I mean?
I'm listening and hearing. Go ahead.
We're all in sports just talking about phasing it back, and Tom Brady's throwing receivers, and so is Ben, and Texas and California and New York considering open back up for sporting leagues, and Arizona's doing the same. And we can all see this roadmap to some sort of fanless sports world. And we all think about what does that mean for the rest of the world, and going to restaurants and not wearing a mask and kids going back to schools and everything. And one thing I've learned is we have no idea what the future holds for us. Nobody, the only smart people say, I don't know what's going to happen, right? Because we both have this person in our lives. They're like, we need to open back up next week. This is ridiculous. We're killing the economy. The deaths, we're every time that we're closed, we're actually costing lives because the economic impact is going to be so drastic that every day that we're not open, that we're ruining our future. Is it worth it to ruin entire generations just over a few days of closing restaurants? Hold on, dog. I am not finished.
Shots at our commander in tweets.
I'm not finished, and I'm not even talking about him. And then, secondly, we all have the other person in our lives. Like, well, even if they come out with the vaccine probably won't work. Vaccine's going to need to be adjusted. Viruses mutate.
What did Jacoby going to show up on this pod? What do you mean it's probably not going to work? Negative Jacoby.
Okay.
It is going to work.
Now I'm just getting sad. I'm done. All right. I'm done. What do you want to talk about?
Kids going back to school. So you think the vaccine ain't going to work. You know,
I didn't say that. I'm trying to make a much bigger point. Right. That we both have these people, like the leader of the World Health Organization was like, we're going to be dealing with this for 5 years. You're like, coronavirus is going to be part of our life for 5 years. That's the leader of the World Health Organization. They certainly have more information about epidemics and pandemics than I do, right? So you have to take all this in. It's kind of like negative and positive, like social media noise. You just kind of I just went internal. I'm just focusing on what's happening today, because one thing I've learned is no one knows what's going to happen in the future. We have no idea what the future is going to bring for us. But I wouldn't mind seeing some NBA basketball. See, I told you it wasn't even worth it.
Well, you want to see NBA basketball, but you really want to see LeBron James. That's your favorite player in the league right now.
I'll take anything.
You believe he's going to win MVP?
Should.
You think that he's the greatest player to play basketball other than Michael Jordan?
I don't do crosshair comparisons.
Do you do it in rap?
No, not really. Everything changes.
Who's your greatest MCs of all time? Who's your greatest rappers of all time? Your favorite
I'm not
or
doing
greatest?
That. I'm no, not doing
your
that.
Favorite or greatest?
I'm not doing
Why?
That. No.
Your favorite?
No.
Why?
Who's better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Because
we're better than that. Jalen. We're better than that. We're better than that. We're better than that.
I'm just asking your opinion.
We're better than that.
How many times do you think
we've done this very topic in the last 10 years? How many times?
None. That's why you don't want
what?
To do it.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Because I was like, who I like and who is my top five has no, it's completely independent who Jalen's top five is, whoever's listening to this top five is. So like my top five is just my personal taste. It's just who I want to listen to. I'm not saying these people are objectively better than other basketball players or rappers. Like, that's just how I feel. And I feel differently than a lot of other people. But that doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, to be honest, if you make a list and Ghostface not on it, I look at you different. So I'm just curious to what your list will be. That's all. Who's your favorite five people to listen to?
That's easy,
saying you're the best,
that's easy.
The greatest. You're a musical fan. You've gone to multiple parties and bought multiple CDs, tapes, and had a disc player and had a tape player and listened to a boom box. Like, who you like listening to?
You should know exactly the answer to this question. Dylon. You know so that's lame. My answer to this question.
You're so lame.
You know that's my answer to this question.
You're so lame. You couldn't be a
so you going on this job. So you going on drink champs. Big shout to
I him. Am Nori. Shout to Nori, no doubt. That's the homie. He's done a terrific job. He, Joe Button, a few people that I've seen transition athletes, JJ Redick, CJ McCollum, that. You know,
can't Vince.
Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, every list we do is incomplete.
That. Yeah, but oh my God, $1 million worth of game. Gillian Wallow. Like, I appreciate watching people transition from one thing to another. Q Rich and Darius Miles. We've referenced their pod on this show. Like, it's a different space as you showed me and Bill, the Podfather. And, you know, I'm just glad that we now have a television show, David. I really am. But we ain't going to forget about our pod listeners.
No.
They're the most important. Without them, they know us.
We do pod exclusive every single day. Pod exclusive every day. So my question, are you going to be drunk on Drunk Champs? Drink Champs?
Well, let me tell you what happened that was so perfect. Let me tell you, you guess what? I work for Disney. Did you know that? And
yes.
I was going to do my Drink Champs interview in studio. And you know a couple things that happened during those interviews? One, drinking.
Champs. Lots of multiple bottles. For sport.
Everywhere.
For sport.
Bottles on bottles on bottles, champagne, light, dark, tequila, whatever you want. And then the other thing, a lot of medicinal in the air. A lot of medicinal in the air. You know, firsthand, secondhand. And you know what worked in my favor is I don't have to be in the room when they're drinking and smoking. Works out perfect.
It is. Even if you don't partake, you're guilty by association. Because I love Stack and Matt show all the smoke, and every time they have a big guest, I make sure I tune in, and the whole time I'm thinking, are they high right now? I'm like, are they high right now? I can't tell because they're not on there smoking, but I'm just wondering if they smoke before the show. Sometimes I know if it's like they got Chris Paul on the show. I'm like, oh, let me see if Chris, Paul got
doing high right after.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man. Good for you. I'm going to tune into that. Please don't get us fired. Don't get us canceled.
Hey, Swiss Beats, fan of the show.
If you're going to get us canceled, do it on our platform. You know what I mean? You're going to get us canceled. If you're going to get us canceled, make sure you get us canceled for something you said on this show. You know what I mean? Don't get us canceled for something you said on Drink Champs. That's not fair to me. That's not fair to my children. I'm going to drop my kids off of your house if you do that. I'm going to just drop them off. For real.
Not even talk to me and just drop them off.
I'll drop them off. I know Molly will keep them alive. You know what I mean? I know Molly. If Molly wasn't there, I wouldn't drop them off. But I know Molly will keep them alive. You know? And I'll even pick them up after a couple years. Once I get back on my feet. Get back in the pizza shop. Making pizza. Well, shout out to you, man, for going on Drink Champs.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Do you know what
we
should do? Since we've recommitted to doing the pod exclusive, we got to take some voicemails. So, yeah, okay, do you remember the number?
1-800-985-80-JALEN.
Oh, wow. 800-985-80-JALEN. I don't know if it's 800. It might be like 855-985 or something. I don't even know the number anymore.
I said so many times. That's what you get.
It's 985-80-JALEN, right?
That's what you get.
How many numbers is that? No, it's just 985-80-JALEN. You said 800-985-80-JALEN.
That's what you mean.
That's too many numbers, dog. It's down 895 ATO Jalen in your phone right now. That's too many numbers. You threw me off. It's just
95 ATO.
That's fair. Y'all think about all kinds of stuff, like logging into my computer at work.
I don't know how to get into that thing. You don't know it either. You asked me to say it because you couldn't remember.
It's 9850 Jalen. I know it. You had it too. You just put an 800 in front of it. You threw me off. Oh, D gave it to you? That's foul. You know what? That's foul.
He said that was, he just said it just now.
I knew you were remember it.
On the podcast. He can't have you on the podcast promoting people to call and clearly giving the wrong phone number.
I get the right number.
What?
I gave the right number. 9580 Jalen.
Is that what you believe?
Yeah, that's what I believe. It's all on tape.
Okay.
It's all on tape. Okay,
I hope you never take a lie detector, dog. These microphones are recording. Okay.
I'm familiar.
Got it. Okay.
I'm still mad at you interrupting me four times in a row. I'm not going to get over that one until tomorrow's show.
Well, it took so long to get to your point. It's like when I'm on first take, they like talk for 10 minutes.
Hold on. Is Jalen Anthony Rose accusing me of taking too long to get to my point?
On that one.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay.
That's all. Our show's faster now, so you can't accuse me of that. I understand the difference between a 2-hour radio show and a 20-minute TV show.
Oh yeah. Well, listen.
Make sure everybody's watching the show.
Maybe you gotta tune in.
DVR the show. Watch the show. I'll send you a hoodie. Brianna's on top of it. Send us your pictures of you DVRing the show, you recording the pod, and Brianna and I are going to make sure.
You got to do three things. You got to rate and review the pod, DVR the show, tweet at ESPN. That's all you got to do. Simple. Three things, and next thing you know, you're going to be in a butter soft hoodie. For those cold summer nights by the beach, social distancing, build a little fire on the beach. You and a loved one, bottle of wine. She's starting to get cold. So you know what? I've got a hoodie in my backpack for you. And you pull out this really comfy, high quality Jalen and Jacoby hoodie. And she's going to be like, who's Jalen and Jacoby? And then you're going to be like, don't worry about it.
And for her, you can show him. I know you think you know a lot about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You don't really know that much. And then you just break down all of the sports you know. And part of it that you just paraphrase from this show. And then you put your favorite guy onto the show.
Exactly.
And then you guys can watch it together.
All you got to do is rate and review the pod, DVR the show, and tweet at ESPN. Easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, as my son Quincy likes to say.
Done.
Hit us up on the voicemail too, 985-80-JALEN. Thank you so much for tuning into us, supporting us through the years, and for watching us on TV on ESPN at 4 o'clock. We'll always be giving you podcast exclusives from here on out. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.